From WCVE News in Richmond, I'm Craig Carper. Joining me now is our fact checker, Warren Fisk, for this week's Fact of the Matter. Warren, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Warren, this week we are finishing up our look at a two-part claim from Republican delegate Nick Freitas, who says he's never raised taxes. Freitas made this claim during a May 21st interview on the John Fredericks Show, a conservative radio broadcast out of Southampton Roads. It's part of a dual claim that he made during the interview, comparing his tax record to that of Corey Stewart's, one of his competitors in the June 12th Republican primary for the U.S. Senate. Let's take a listen to that tape.
Quite frankly, if I had a voting record in the General Assembly that Corey Stewart has in Prince William County, Corey Stewart would be running a bunch of ads against me talking about what a tax hiker I am. The difference is I've never voted to raise taxes, and Corey's done it multiple times.
Okay, Warren, so last week you looked at the first part of that claim that Stewart has voted, quote, multiple times to raise taxes, and you found that to be true.
Yep, Stewart voted six times to raise the average real estate tax bills in Prince William County.
And now you're looking at the second part of the claim where Freitas says he's never voted to raise taxes.
Right. Freitas has spent 3 years in the House of Delegates representing Culpeper County and surrounding counties, and that's all the experience he has. The biggest tax item to come before him was in the state budget that was just approved by the Assembly and will start on July 1st. And it increased hospital taxes that could generate more than $200 million a year to pay for Medicaid expansion. Freitas voted against it. Freitas has also been a member of the House Finance Committee, which oversees all tax bills that come before the House. And I sifted through 368 bills that came to the committee over the last 3 years. Most of them concerned technical matters or giving tax breaks to various groups. But I did find 24 bills where Freitas had the opportunity to vote on legislation that either sought to raise specialized taxes or it opened the door for a tax hike. And Freitas voted against 21 of those bills. Now, 16 of those bills came from localities seeking permission from the General Assembly to levy certain types of small taxes. For example, Freitas voted against 10 bills that would have allowed various counties to increase the maximum rate they can charge on visitors who stay in hotels or other temporary lodgings. He's voted against bills that broaden the authority of three Southwest counties to charge admission taxes. And he's also opposed a bill that would have allowed localities to impose a 5-cent tax on each paper bag or disposable bag given to shoppers. That would allow Williamsburg, York, and James City counties to charge an additional 1-cent tax on meals and would have increased the state sales tax on all watercraft.
Now, you also said Freitas had voted three times for bills that either raise taxes or open the door for a tax hike. Tell us about those.
Sure. They were all minor taxes. In 2016, he voted to end a $25 tax credit up for people who contribute money to political campaigns. The credit had been in place since 1999. Last year, he voted to allow five coalfield counties to keep charging a special 1% gas severance tax until 2020. The tax was supposed to expire at the end of last year. And this year, he voted to give localities an option to raise the personal property taxes they levy on computers and other equipments at data storage centers.
So, Warren, what's the bottom line here?
Well, Freitas has said he never voted for a tax increase, and certainly he's built a strong wall of resistance to new taxes since he came to the General Assembly. But if you look very closely, you can spot a few hairline fractures in it.
All right. Thanks to Warren Fisk, our fact checker for Fact of the Matter. Warren, we'll talk to you next week.
I'll look forward to it.
For more info on this and other fact checks, you can go to ideastations.org and search Fact of the Matter.